Hi, everybody, and welcome to El Valle Bajo Podcast. I believe we're live. So, yeah, we're going. Hi, Sal. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Alex.
Good, good, man. Good, good. We're here. We're ready. Let's get going. So what's happening? Let's see what happens right now. We're trying to get everything going. We're streaming live. Excellent. So let's start away. Let's start with a little something, and let's see if we can start it real quick, and hopefully everybody can hear it.
Esta semana le vamos a estar presentando a quienes desean ser representantes a la alcaldía de Socorro. Muy buenas noches, les saluda con gusto Viri Solano.
Y sí, también les saluda con mucho gusto Héctor Urrutia. Milton Vaca nos muestra el perfil de uno de ellos. Adelante, Milton. Con dedicación especial y apenas elegido regidor en noviembre pasado, busca ser el servidor público más importante de la ciudad de Socorro. A continuación, este es su perfil.
Tengo una hija de 3 años y quiero un Socorro mejor para ella.
Esta es la principal razón por la que Alejandro García tiene serias intenciones de ser alcalde de Socorro. Hasta antes de la campaña era regidor por el Distrito 2, pero su deseo por cambiar la imagen que tiene esta ciudad tomó la decisión de postularse a la alcaldía.
Ve muchas cosas, oye muchas cosas, hay cosas que no quiere creer, pero son las que pasan.
¿Y si
a veces quieres arreglar las cosas tú, por tú mismo, y por eso corrí por alcalde.
La propuesta principal de García es atraer empleos y actividades de esparcimiento a la ciudad, ya que considera que la centralización del condado en la ciudad del Paso le afecta a la ciudad de Socorro.
La gente de Socorro no tiene que salir de Socorro, pero si te podemos tener poquito más trabajos aquí en Socorro, poquito más actividades aquí en Socorro, poquito más programas para los niños de Socorro, aquí se puede quedar la gente y no tienen que ir hasta El Paso.
Cuestionado de por qué los votantes deben elegirlo a él como alcalde, Alejandro García mencionó.
La experiencia que ya tuvo en el concilio, que ya ha visto lo que ha visto yo, es algo que tenemos que sacar Socorro por enfrente.
Esta elección especial es debido a que en marzo se destituyó a Gloria Macías Rodríguez por supuesto uso de recursos públicos para pagar asesoría legal en un caso de corrupción.
Cool beans. That was me. René Rodríguez has joined us. Where am I?
Dude, you stop f***ing talk.
Oh,
all right. Back.
That was a commercial, man. Rene, what's up? What's going on?
Not much.
Just here, we're chilling in here, showing some stuff. Rene and I are both up for elections. That's what's happening, and we showed something. When I ran for mayor, it was pretty crazy. So those were crazy, crazy times for us.
Still on crazy times.
Huh?
We're still on crazy times.
No, it's nuts. It's crazy. It's beyond us. So again, early election, early voting starts October 11th through the 24th, I believe. And then we have November 3rd is the election. So hopefully you guys can help us out, support us, and see what we can do there. So first of all, let me welcome Sal. How are you doing, Sal?
Great, Alex. Background, just for those that are kind of wondering, that is kind of the rubric or that system, that mathematical system that that HR person was talking about in SISD on teachers bringing value. And so on the video, you guys could see that she speaks a lot with her hands because she's trying to show something magical. And so I found the formula, and it's right behind me. And so if you know, as per SISD, if you have some sort of a specialty, then you bring added value. And that is the totally wrong message, especially coming from HR director or HR department to give to their employees, because every single teacher brings value to no matter what school they belong to, no matter what district they belong to, no matter what grade level they belong to, because they are educating the children. So then every teacher brings added value.
Thank you, Sal. That is correct and on point. There is just because you teach a certain thing. And I think sometimes we got to remember that administration forgets that they were teachers once. And sometimes they forget how tough it is, especially now. It's the toughest time ever. But, you know, teachers are going to do what they do, and that's whatever is put in front of them, and they do the best at it. Rene, how you doing, man?
Just got home.
Dude, right? Everything good? How you doing?
I've been doing good.
Good. So it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a show where we're going to start off with a little bit of City Socorro, and then we'll go to SISD. And of course, let's do that now. So I'm going to present to you some things, and bear with me. Might take a little bit. And you can see that, right?
Yes.
That's with the Socorro City Council. Going to talk a little bit. So right. Hold on to your horses.
Parks your drainage system performance during August 2021 flood events.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This presentation will reference the Sparks Arroyo drainage system performance during our August 2021 flood event. So slide number 2 will give you the El Paso County rainfall monsoon season. An average monsoon season is about 5.14 inches of rain. In 1881, we had 9 inches. In 2006, we have 8.37. This year, there was a total of 8.94.
So this is one of the biggest monsoon seasons we've had in over 120 years in this area, or actually the whole county, I believe. So there is something to be said about that. But now we do have certain people asking questions. So let's get to that.
So far. This map shows the Sparks Arroyo drainage area map. The total drainage area for the Sparks Arroyo is approximately 1,564 acres. If we zoom into the areas within the city of Socorro, we can see what composes the Sparks Arroyo drainage system. Canal improvements have been completed starting from I-10, thanks to 2 grants from the Texas CDBG program. Phase 1 of the Onion Field has been completed as well. The city has submitted this project for funding through the Texas Water Development Board and is currently on the waiting list. Slide number 5 at I-10 is the concrete lining work that was completed as part of the Texas CDBG grant 7215479 in 2018. Sparks Arroyo at I-10 additional gabion mattress work was completed as part of the Texas CDBG grant 7218460 in 2021.
So Ms. Rodarte, our city manager, is talking about projects we've done and we finished that have helped with the flooding here in Socorro. But let's keep going and see where we get to.
The following 4 slides I'm about to show reflects the Onion Field performance in the intense rainfall on the weekend of August 14th. So based on the water elevations after recent rain events, the basin has collected approximately 2.9 million cubic feet of water, which is equivalent to like 22 million gallons of water. With this much water, the homes in this area could have been flooded. So I just wanted to give a presentation. I know Mr. Duran was concerned, stating that, you know, the money that we have put into this onion field was not working, but I wanted to show you it truly. We're seeing it from other areas.
Stop it now, Aaron!
Because other arroyos are being created because of the rain and all of the new development.
Es todo, Ms. Rodarte.
Oh, man! Oh, that was, I wanted to play that.
That was a
Oh!
The face.
The newest millionaire, Socorro, is complaining because where the money is for projects. Well, some of those money projects are in your pocket because you sued the city and you have a couple of settlements and you sold your property. So that's what happened. And this is what happens when te dan tu medicina. So let me tell you, that was awesome. And that was a big, I don't know, a nephew, pretty much. Orale, because you complain, let me show you. This is what happens when you are always trying to find negative in the city and never the positive. So I'm going to start with Sal. Sal, our representative and your representative, my representative, ¿qué trae el vato ese?
Let's put it like this. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is stay in District 2. That is District 1.
Yeah.
So last week, the dude, I'm not even going to call him representative no more. I'm just going to call him the dude. So the dude was involved in District 4, right? Because he was selling some property. And now last week or this past meeting, now he's throwing shade at District 1. And so stay in your lane, man. Like, damn, you know, stay in your lane, basically, because you're putting your nose where it doesn't belong to, and then it starts backfiring you. So kudos to Ms. Rodarte. Man, that was a perfect example of with all due respect. And I already have mentioned to the audience in the military what that term means, with all due respect. And so for those that are listening, basically in the military, that is go F yourself. And that's what Mirolarte just did.
Yeah, that was rough, man. And I was like, ooh. So Rene,
Alex, real quick. Just because it just came to my mind right now. So, 2 for city employees and 0 for city council. For city council. Why? Because city employees went after Colombia Lobos because she wanted all the names, she wanted emails, y sopas, nothing. Yep. So that's 1-0. And today, well, right now, with what you showed with Ms. Rodarte, that's 2-0. So city employees are undefeated right now.
Oh, man. Renee, been there, done that. What do you think?
Look, he's trying to, it's election season again. Uh-huh. Election's upon us. All he's trying to do is trying to make us look bad. That all the money that we spent on these projects don't work, and yet, you know, there's the proof.
Yeah.
You know, the proof is that they do work. 22 million gallons of water. If you looked at the pictures, I even drove by it. You know, that's 1/3 of the area of the onion field. We still have to excavate the remainder. Why is very important to do this in the future? Because it maintained 22 million gallons.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if monsoon continue? Well, we need the other portion to be completed as well. So Ralph is just trying to undermine the administration, trying to say that they're not working, that the projects that are done are wasteful. But yet, you know, we saw it in 2016, I believe, where the residents sued us.
Yeah.
Because if that dam that we built, if that onion field was not excavated, it would have inundated these residents again. Right. So that's why we did it, because we got sued. And that's why we did these projects. So it's good project. We need to finish it and then move on.
Right. Thank you, Renee. Of course, you were
there. What was that? Almost like $1 million project?
Oh, my God. It was over $1 million.
Over $1 million. Yeah.
Yes. But the other portion is about $3 million.
Hey, Renee, do you have a light? So you could turn yourself on, because...
Oh, okay. I'm dark. Okay.
Yeah, you're like super dark.
No, it's okay.
It's like I was speaking to the shadow of Renee.
All right. As Renee finds his light, let's move on. So somebody showed me a tweet, and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "It's from May. I think May 6th. See, we have here. So let's get to that real quick. Let me share the screen with you. Here is a tweet from a Karen Gonzalez / Ayala MBA at C Gonzalez _ ADM. I'm guessing that's admin. She 100% agrees with this. So this is Terry Greer, a former, I believe, superintendent in Houston ISD. So I'm guessing they're replying to something that Jose Espinosa wrote. And it says, sad to see politics push a talented educator out of a district that has the highest state ranking in Texas, among the large districts. Shame on Socorro voters for not turning out in the recent election, less than 4,000 voters. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Greer and Ms. Ayala, because you 100% agreed on this. It's not all Socorro voters. You're actually talking about El Paso voters as well. So somebody from Houston that does not know what happens here in Socorro, and somebody that should know what happens here, actually just put Socorro city voters down. And that's sad, because you don't know us and you shouldn't be talking and you shouldn't be agreeing, because you're putting the 4,000 that did go out down. We've talked about this before on the show, and we've seen this where we don't have a lot of voters, but we're also huge minorities, not so much as race, but more of equality and monetary. Low socioeconomic. So you're telling us because we're low socioeconomic, we are bad voters, Mr. Greer and Ms. Ayala. So you should be really careful about tweets you agree with 100%, because they're putting everybody in Socorro down, especially the 4,000 that went out to vote. And it wasn't political. Espinosa quit. Nobody fired him, and he left with $629,000 of our tax money. So there you have that. It's sad to see politics. Well, it wasn't politics. Somebody out hustled somebody else, and the voters voted, and that's called a democracy. Okay? He also quit. Nobody fired him. So back to that. So Renee, I'm gonna start with you. What do you think?
You know, I think they're full of crap. These two individuals don't understand what it is on elections. Yeah. It is comprised of the whole city of Socorro, and part of the county, and part of El Paso, the city.
Right.
Out of those 4,000 that came out to vote, and these are for the two dumb, stupid people that tweeted this, so that they can be well aware, okay? Less than 500 people of those 4,000 that voted came from the city of Socorro.
Yeah.
So I want to stress that out. Less than 500 voters out of those 4,000 were from the city of Socorro. So that says a lot. It says that what? People in El Paso voted in that election.
Right.
So it wasn't us, the city of Socorro, because we're 32,000 plus in the city of Socorro.
Right.
which is only 15,000 are registered voters.
Right.
And when it's in a presidential, only about 4,500 come out to vote.
Right.
So those are the statistics.
And the thing is that Mr. Greer is not from El Paso. He's from Houston, where Mr. Espinosa's from. And he comes and says, shame on Socorro voters. I believe he's assuming that the whole entire district is Socorro, which it's not. That's just the name. That's where the flagship started, right, Rene? The flagship is here. That's what you named it. And Socorro is just right here in the city of Socorro. So you don't know your demographics, knowing that just passing I-10 is Horizon City, and we have the rest of Socorro, and some of it is not even incorporated by the SAC. It's unincorporated. That's why we have those shootings, and law enforcement has that area. I believe the sheriffs do. So those are the things. So those are things that we're looking at, and we're looking at those things where people that aren't from the city. This stood out to me. He's not from here.
Okay,
he's from Houston. But I guess she works for SISD. She works for Socorro, Ms. Karen Gonzalez Ayala, MBA. She does work for Socorro, but she agreed with this. So I'm guessing she's agrees, and shame on the Socorro voters. So Sal, man, this is something I take it personal. What do you think?
I'm gonna touch the point where it says sad to see politics push a talented educator. If I would have had seen this tweet back in May 6th, I would have retweeted it, but I would have had sent it to Cindy Najera, to Morales,
yes,
to Guerra, to Gandara, to Rodriguez, to Mena, and am I missing somebody else?
Gandara?
I already mentioned Gandara. So I would have retweeted it and sent it to them so they could give an explanation, since they were the politicians during that time. And they were the ones that actually gave a nice parachute package to Espinosa, which gave him the opportunity to leave. Right. Because he did quit. And so he left because he was given a golden parachute. So the ignorance on Ms. Karen Gonzalez Ayala, straight out ignorance, because you don't know what's going on the inside. Right. And so I would have had retweeted to that ex-board, because Mr. Barrera and Mr. Castellanos weren't even sworn in. And they called a special board meeting. And so they discussed the terms and the conditions for Mr. Espinosa. He came out saying that he was going to leave, but that ex-members and some of the current ones that are still within the board gave him a nice exit. And so they're the ones that need to answer when they're talking about politics, because the current board, which are the two newly elected board members, had nothing to do with politics during that time. So get educated, Ms. Gonzalez Ayala.
That is correct. Espinosa quit. He wasn't fired. And the board that before they changed election seats gave him a golden parachute of $629,000 of our taxpayer money that could have gone to something else. But of course, one person brainwashed everybody, and loyalty and things like that. That's how bad things happen, because you're loyal and you don't want to speak, you don't want to think for yourself. So just came upon that. Mr. Greer does not live in El Paso. He called, he thinks the whole county or the whole SISD is in Socorro. It is not. We only have a couple of elementaries, one high school, two middle schools. So, Ms. Ayala, that's crazy. You agreed with that. You should know better that you probably live in El Paso. You don't live in Socorro. So it is what it is. But somebody pointed out to me today, and I wanted to make sure we talked about that, because everybody sees it as politics. The only thing that's politics is that Espinosa left with a $629,000 parachute, which really hurts.
And then there's an addition to that as well, too, Alex. Mr. Barrera is on record, and anybody could look it up. It's he gave an interview to the news.
Yes.
I believe the day he got sworn in. And he did say to the news and to everybody else that was listening that he would have had loved to work with Mr. Espinosa. But the dude quit. So the opportunity wasn't given to the new two elected trustees.
And there's a lot of hearsay going on there. So that's it for that. Let's move on. We are moving on to something old. And let's see if you guys can see it with me and make sure we see it all together. And let's share this moment. I want to share this moment with you because it's amazing. It's an amazing moment. It's from the June 17th June 15th school board meeting. So if you allow me to do this, I would greatly appreciate it.
Craig, I'm sorry, Craig Patton.
Mr. Patton, yeah, baby! Remember this, Sal?
Yes.
We have a lot of new fans, so we got to make sure we tell them where we're at.
Bring us a presentation.
We're all laughing. We're all having a good time. It's Mr. Patton.
I have resided in this school district for 34 years. 14 of those years, I served on this board. Dr. Jose Espinosa was and is a very good superintendent. I would dare say he's one of the best superintendents we've ever had. Certainly one of the longest serving superintendents we've had. And I've seen a lot of superintendents in my 14 years. I was on the board from 96 to 99, and again from 2002 to 2013. I served with six superintendents, not interims, six permanent superintendents. From 2002 to 2012, I participated in four different superintendent searches, four, in the space of 10 or 11 years. So I know when I see good superintendents, I know that good superintendents are hard to come by. Dr. Espinosa, when he left this district on May 5th.
May 5th.
This board on May 5th issued a joint statement of the board and Jose Espinosa.
The back is asleep, bro.
And in that joint statement, it sets out at length some of his accomplishments and some of the achievements of this school district during his tenure.
Oh, it's so amazing.
And I'd like to read that.
It's so amazing.
That document, some of those achievements. So bear with me. During Dr. Espinosa's tenure, SISD student performance has consistently increased over the last 9 years. In May 2012, and he came in September 2012. In May 2012, the district was behind the state in 9 out of the 17 STAR exams for students in grades 3 through 8. Flash forward to the present day, SISD students have now outscored the Texas passing rates in all 17 STAR exams in grades 3 through 8 for 6 consecutive years. Under Dr. Espinosa's leadership, the district is the largest school district in the state of Texas to earn both the state's top honors, including an A grade and the prestigious post-secondary readiness distinction designation. Socorro ISD is the only district to reach this milestone in a pool of the largest 25 school districts in the state.
Amazing, Sal. Amazing, Renee.
While notably serving over 90%
of
students and over 20% economically disadvantaged students. During Dr. Espinosa's 2 years,
Nikki, you have more than 3 minutes, bro, because I'm like,
oh, yeah, kill it. We already know.
No, we gotta get to the part.
To earn the covet.
Hold on, we gotta get to the part.
And he paved the path near SISD boundary.
How do they talk, bro?
Accomplishments. It begs the question.
Okay, here you go.
And probably, more accurately, it screams the question. Why isn't Dr. Jose Espinosa no longer the superintendent of Socorro ISD? Think what happened on May 5th in this boardroom when he was let go was an absolute travesty.
He quit, bro. He quit.
Travesty.
He quit, bro.
And I think my time is running out.
Órale, pues.
So I won't answer that question as to exactly why he was let go.
You won't answer it.
Until the next board meeting in July, in which I will appear before you and tell you, the board, the audience, whoever's listening, exactly why Dr. Jose Espinosa, one of the best superintendents Socorro ISD has ever seen, was let go. Because I know he wanted to continue serving this district. He had 2 young.
All right, I'll stop it there because that's too much for me.
Children in elementary
school. And
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Hold on. Yes.
He had been allowed.
No, let me tell you, Renee, we're going to something. So that was June 15th. We passed July 15th, he didn't show up. We passed August 15th, he didn't show up. We're about to hit September 15th, and he didn't show up. We've had a couple of board meetings before then. ¿Qué está pasando? Espérate. ¿Dónde está mi body? ¿Dónde está mi body?
La, 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 la.
You're such an idiot.
La, 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 la.
Mira,
look. Look, I get it and I understand. But I'm going to say this. This is a true statement. This is a true statement that he said. Under Dr. Espinosa, the scores have gone up.
Yes.
That is so true.
Yes, it does.
So true.
Right. Nobody.
As far as being the best superintendent, that is a misstatement because it just depends on how you interpret how his tenure was.
Right.
So even though the scores might go up, it doesn't mean that it makes him a good superintendent. You know, that's an opinion. You know, that's just an interpretation that he has about Dr. Espinosa. And the other true statement he said is that he was the longest superintendent, which is another true fact. But those are just two facts that he said. The rest are shenanigans because, one, he quit.
Yeah.
The question is, he should rephrase it and say, why did Dr. Espinosa quit?
Right.
That's what we wanted all to know.
Yeah, because he said he was going to bring evidence And let me tell you, it was that tweet from Ms. Ayala that I found. I'm like, what happened to Patton? No que él y que he's going to bring evidence? So we've had many meetings, but it's been 3.5 months since Patton went up there and says, I'm going to bring evidence. I'm going to bring evidence, blah, blah, blah. And he's a smart man. He's a lawyer. So I don't know. Sal, I'm intrigued. Tell me, what's up with the soy milk or the almond milk and the Mickey Mouse?
What do we put here normally? Missing people, right? Patton is a missing people person. And has anybody looked at, has anybody seen Mr. Patton anywhere?
Has anybody seen Mr. Patton?
So he's missing. Missing.
He's missing. He's like 6'10", bro.
Is that, oh, he's missing.
Yeah. It's about to see. Puro Jordan. Jordan. Puro Sean Bradley. Pero...
All right. So I have a different take. I don't believe that Espinosa is the best superintendent because I am on record to say that the best superintendent because I've lived here my whole life. And I was here when Jerry Barber was the superintendent when I was in the elementary. And I still, his name is still out there because there's even a scholarship.
I remember you did that.
Named after him. So his legacy continues up to this point where Socorro students can obtain that scholarship. It still exists to this point. So Dr. Barber, for those that have lived here as long as I have been here, is the greatest superintendent that Socorro has ever had. And his legacy continues because there's a scholarship named after him. Look it up. I'm not making it up because I wanted to confirm that, and it is out there. And so he is the greatest, not Espinosa, because again, he left and he has not left the mark. There's no scholarship named after him. As great as he assumes to be, his legacy will always die. And so I am one of the big advocates to say that that Team SISD slogan needs to be killed already.
Yes.
There needs to be a new slogan because I think that that talks about Espinosa. If I'm not mistaken, maybe he was the one that adopted it. Hey, we got a new chapter. We have to start a new legacy. Let's kill Team ISD and come up with something else.
That is correct. I agree there. Look, and I'm going to be very honest. I see Renee's point of view because for a while, SISD was the gold standard. Everybody wanted to move there. Like literally everybody did. Any teacher that was maybe looking for a change of scenery, whatever, you were looking to go to Socorro. And I won't lie, I applied to Socorro many times. You know, I applied and it is what it is, but I love where I work now. But that doesn't seem that, you know, not everybody moves over. I've had friends that move over. I have a lot of friends in Socorro. But for him to be the best, I don't think so, no. There's no way on God's green earth. Because right now we're still rotting from the inside and we're cleaning out those pipes that the infrastructure that he left. And he left an infrastructure that it's gonna be hard to beat. It's gonna be hard to beat. And to actually clean out the pipes and system, the intricates of the compromised. It's just so many things inside SISD are bad. They have some bad personnel. They have some personnel that took advantage of situations. They have personnel that didn't care, that don't care about customer service, that they don't care about people. They don't care about kids. All they care about is their position and their ranking. So when that happens and that gets to be bad. So, you know, it is what it is, but we're still waiting on Mr. Patton. He's going to bring us, I don't know, QAnon or whatever, and tell us that somehow Pablo and Ricardo Castañeda somehow made that happen, that he was going to fire him and whatever. We don't know that, but Mr. Patton says he's got evidence. So we 3.5 months have gone by, and we still have nothing. So let's wait till that comes around. We're waiting anxiously for Mr. Patton to come back and see what happens with that, okay? So moving on to this shenanigans. Let me show you guys what's happening here. And yeah, let me show you that. I'm gonna share with you guys. Here we go. Here we go. This is a tweet from Mr. Castellano, okay? And it says, I apologize that the board meeting links are being changed. We want transparency. Here is the August 31st, 2021. What's up with that? What's happening? So thank you, Mr. Castellano, for that. I did some little bit of research. Not that much. I showed it to my wife, and let's not do that. And here we go. I'm gonna show you this, guys. And we're gonna walk you through this, okay? We're gonna walk you through this. Can you see that, Sal?
Yeah.
So this is Ms. Maribel Macias, okay? Renee, can you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Maribel Macias. This is SISD Board of Trustees special board meeting, 8/31/21. How many views does it have? 71. Okay. How many subscribers do we have? 159. What I want you to look at is a minute 18. Do you see that minute 18? Right here in the bottom? Okay. So there's that minute 18. So look, we go to the next one. Can you see that, Sal?
Yeah.
We go to a minute 18 on the other board meeting, on that other link, but it doesn't have Ms. Macias. It has totally something different. And then it's the whole meeting. So, and here you have 810 views, but look, it says unlisted. See that? It says unlisted. And this one has 2,000.8 subscribers compared to the other one. So on this link, we have the total meeting, but on this link, we only have 46 minutes of the meeting. Okay? This one only has 159 subscribers, and this one has 2,000.8 subscribers. So I'm gonna start with Renee. Renee, you as a former at large for the city of Socorro, I don't think you can have two different meetings with two different links and one edited. I don't believe that's ethical or transparent. What do you think?
It's wrong.
Right.
It's wrong. I mean, you can have two links, maybe one for Facebook, one for, you know, internet link, and then the other one you could be in YouTube. You can do that.
Right.
You can have multiple links.
Right.
Yes, you can. Okay. Now, if you change from one link to another and discard the other, then you're not going to have the same subscribers, because it's going to be difficult for them to go and try to get that new link.
Right.
Why would you want to do that? Because you're trying to hide a lot of information from the masses.
Yes.
That already are having that link prior to the change. Now, the other thing is, that is against the law. And that is the key word right there. It is against the law to manipulate a meeting. It is.
Right.
And why is it that one is shorter than the other?
Yeah.
What are they trying to hide? You know, it is against the law to tamper with meetings because it's the Open Meeting
Open Act. Records.
Yeah.
So it is against the law to do that. Maybe it didn't upload. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because you always have to give them a benefit of the doubt. But if it persists and continues, then they're trying to hide something. And they need to look into this.
So
yeah. One time, I'll give them a pass.
Oh, no.
But not two or three. You're moving on forward.
Well, let me tell you, that was the Espinosa era. We would find one thing and then we couldn't find it anymore.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Espinosa worked his IT group to the ground. They actually would do it. They wouldn't release the video till it was ready. And then we'd be like, wait a minute, it's not what I saw live. So it is what it is. Sal, we are looking at the same video at a minute 18, and there's two different versions. At 118 on the 46-minute video, it's Ms. Macias. On a minute 18, it's the board. What is a board hiding? Why are they doing this? And why does a trustee have to share the link to make sure they have the right one?
Well, first of all, I think this is going to be something that you're going to have to do, Alex, and you're going to have to do a FOIA.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, because you just got Mr. Castellanos saying that, you know, he apologizes. You know, I'm kind of reading into it. You know, I won't say what I'm thinking, but I think this is going to constitute a FOIA and, you know, needs to be brought up in the next school board. So then the board members know exactly that we are watching these videos and that there's a discrepancy. And so we need to shut it down. So maybe this could be a talking point on the next board meeting.
Right. So this is something very odd. Like Renee said, this is probably something illegal, but this comes from Espinosa era of making sure we hide the turmoil, hide the maybe the negative parts of SISD. And I remember this because we used to go through video and we're like, wait a minute, that they're missing stuff. So just to let you know, coming back from last week where we showed Mr. Morales, we got an email from Mr. Morales talking about him uninviting Dr. Ocaranza for the presentation of the masks mandate, where it could have made a difference or it couldn't have made a difference. But that's up to Mr. Morales to figure out and the board to figure out. But I have already been in contact with the county and the city of El Paso. I did put a FOIA request to make sure we find out who disinvited Dr. Ocaranza. So we'll have that hopefully soon and make sure we know who put kids in danger and teachers in danger for an extra 2 weeks. Kind of gutless in my book. So that's all the show we have for today. This is all we got, guys. We talked about the millionaire who is trying to put the city of Socorro down. Our representative, the guy I'm challenging for District 2, he complained about infrastructure that actually helped the community and getting 22 million gallons away. We talked also about Ms. Tweet from a Houston ISD former superintendent who blamed the city of Socorro for not voting, not knowing that it's only that Socorro is partial for SISD and the bigger is El Paso County And if he wants to blame somebody, he should blame himself for not knowing the demographics of our cities. Also, Ms. Ayala, that's where I found it from, because she agreed with him 100%. She's still, I guess, employed with SINSD. What else? We talk about Mr. Patton. Mr. Patton's 3.5 months, and we haven't received anything or a presentation on Mr. Espinosa's departure. And the last thing we talked about was, why is SISD changing links? That's Team SISD trickery and shenanigans, and they're doing that to trick you guys and make sure you watch the shorter video, because that's why we became shorter, is to get people to watch it more, but not bore you for 2.5 hours. But my opinion is that SISD is trying to hide something. We just don't know it yet. So thank you for being here, guys. We appreciate it. If you have any comments, put them on the YouTube. We're here to talk about anything if there's time. So we'll see you next time, but not really. Hold on. I forgot. We have a last word, and we're going to start with Sal. Sal, what's your last word?
Last word, again, every teacher brings value. Doesn't matter what level, whether it's elementary, whether it's middle school, high school, whatever department, every teacher brings value. And so just FYI, that lady that was presenting, they gave me the name, but I forgot her name. She used to be the principal at WECO at one point.
Yeah, and well, let me tell you, what sucks is that WECO was a stepping stone for a lot of people, and that's what shouldn't happen. We should have a permanent principal who actually cares about our community.
So my question is, I mean, if she has the HR credentials, then great, but going from principal to kind of being somewhere in the HR administration, you know, that was kind of what I was questioning when I was talking to certain people, was that is she even qualified to be in HR personnel? Because you guys can see in the background, that's what she was trying to explain to Mr. Castellanos. And Mr. Castellanos was like, what? So watch the last episode. That's what we discussed. And so, you know, every teacher brings something to the table. Doesn't matter what grade level. So again, I have mentioned it before. The nurses were the heroes last year because of COVID. And so teachers are the heroes for this year because of what they have to be facing with the COVID conditions in the classroom. And so they're the true heroes this year. And so just for that, you know, they should be applauded across the board. And so teachers, don't give up. Don't listen to these administrators, porque ya se les subió a la cabeza. And so, you know, you do your job. You do your job and you do it with heart and do it with compassion, because at the end, the ones that are benefiting are the students.
Thank you, Sal. Appreciate it, man. We love you, teachers. Renee, what's up? Last word.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that's watching. I just want to thank the teachers. I just want to thank the parents. You know, we all want what's best for our children. You know, the teachers, you know, they're hard workers, like Sal said, you know, nonstop. They're there to educate our children's future. You know, they're it's just extraordinary what they do. All I want to say is that, you know, it's we're coming up on elections, guys. You know, just make sure that you want people that are gonna hear you and help you and inform you. So, you know, just look out for us when we're walking. I know that Alex is starting to walk out there. You know, he's a good guy. You know, he wants what's best for our community, as so do I. So I just want to take this opportunity and say that, you know, that we're going to need all your support, you know, if we want to maintain this city moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Danae. I appreciate it, man. And same for you, Doc. We want to make sure we move the city forward. Danae does have experience, and hopefully we can help him get back into office. So now, my last word is always, I have a couple of quotes that I keep with me, is powerful versus the powerless. Ralph Duran is a powerful right now. He is in District 2. He is the one who has the hierarchy above the citizens. It's the citizens, then it's city council, then it's everybody else. I want to thank Ms. Rodarte for putting him in his place, because he really wanted to make sure that he made everybody under him feel bad about the projects and about the spending of money. What he should be ashamed of is all the settlements with the city and suing the city of Socorro, including, I believe, insider trading for the Dollar General, but that's beyond my control and that's his property. But he's worried about every other district but District 2. So those are one of the big reasons I ran. And now power could see nothing without demand. Teachers need to demand more and demand more from your school district, because these are things that are happening. If we can give away $629,000 and everybody's up in arms about it, then we can change things. But you need to demand it, because power doesn't concede without demand. We need to demand better for our school district, for the city of Socorro, and for everybody above. We need to demand more. I met a couple of great people yesterday when I was walking. I wore this shirt. I say re-elect because I wasn't sitting in council before. And I met some great people that are just like, nothing's changed in District 2, and it hasn't. It really hasn't. And for 4 years, and next week I'll show you my flyers of what I did in 6 months. But we all need to, from teachers, from city councilmen, we all need to we need to demand power from the powerful. So watch what they do, not what they say. So SISD school board is saying a lot, and they say a lot. You know, there isn't a lot of people that talk, but somebody like Mr. Barrera and Mr. Castellanos, they have to put up the link, the right link to for you to find it. And we just show you evidence that there's two different links, and that's hashtag Team SISD. That's what they do. That's how they play their game. And that's how they trick the people of our community. And we don't have time. And I'm telling you right now, we don't have a lot of time to worry about those things, because we have to work and we have children. So, and we have have to clean the house, and we got to do a lot of things. We don't live in those big houses where we're able to get people to help us. And it is what it is. We're Socorrians and proud of them. And it's shameful to know that people who are not even from El Paso are talking about voters and Socorro. If you vote, thank you. If you don't vote, I hope you do vote. But it's shameful that Houstonites, Ms. Ayala agreed with them. And those are bad things and bad juju for our people here in the city of Socorro and El Paso County who belong to SISD. So that's our show for today. I want to thank everybody who's listening to us. Please, please drop us a message on YouTube, on Twitter, anywhere else you can find us. We hope you have a great day. You guys take care. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.